listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And with us today, Rick Hurst, publisher of the African American Point of View, and Mike Dobbs, managing editor for the Reminder Newspapers. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Since this is the final edition of the shortlist for 2017, we thought it would be a good idea to look back at some of the stories in the news from our region over the past year and to take a peek into 2018. So let's start with your picks for the biggest or most important story from our region in 2017. So, Rick, what do you think?
Well, it was a tough one, but I really think the opioid crisis is the most important story of the time. There are an awful lot of people dying who wouldn't have died before, and news reports talk about how the whatever you call it, people are not living as long anymore.
Life expectancy.
Life expectancy is the term I was trying to think of, is actually creeping down, and they attribute it to the opioid crisis. I think it's a huge story.
And Mr. Dobbs, what do you think?
Well, I took the tack of economic development, and you take a look at some of the things that happened this year. We have this continuing story with MGM, who says that they're going to be open on time in September of 2018. We had a record year at the Big E for attendance, which is economic development at its purest. And then we have Union Station that finally opened. And I think Rick is absolutely right. The opioid crisis is huge. But I also think that we've taken some positive steps forward in economic development in the region.
All right. Next up, we often ask our guests from time to time, what is the most underreported story from our area? So, Mike, for this year, for 2017, what did we all ignore?
Okay, I'm going to do something that wasn't really ignored, but it had no impact on readers and on listeners and then viewers. And that was the reporting that was done on this last election cycle. We had terribly poor outcomes in terms of the elections in many of our communities, including Springfield, despite the fact that I know personally I spend a fair amount of time reporting on candidates and trying to get the word out through not only my newspaper, but also Focus Springfield that I work for. And yet we had good candidates, a good group of candidates, and we got no traction at the polls. And to me, it's almost like no matter what the media tried to do to encourage people to participate, it didn't work.
Rick, what about you? What's the story that should have been reported on more from our region this year?
Mine's a little more dramatic. It's related to the first question you asked me. I think the underreporting has been done on the difference between the way we're handling the opioid crisis and the way we handled the crack crisis. And it was very, very tragic that when the crack crisis came up, we handled it as a criminal affair. And with the opioid crisis, we're handling it as a social problem that we have to deal with compassion. There's a lot of bitterness in the black community over that, and it's never reported on.
Is that the fault, Rick, of the media, policymakers, or both?
I think it's both, but I really blame the media most because, you know, we jump on one aspect of a problem and we ignore the other without tying the things together. And if the media tied them together, then the policymakers would be sort of compelled to move on it.
Mike, what do you think about
that? I think he's absolutely right. And he's absolutely right that when you talk about crack, you talk about crackheads. And now we talk about people who are addicts, and addiction is a medical issue. We don't talk about people who are addicted to crack as a medical issue,
right,
that they need treatment. What we talk about is they need incarceration because they're committing crimes. Right. That's the assumption.
Absolutely.
And I do think positively this is happening because people in white suburbs are finding that their kids or their neighbors have been hooked on opioid drugs.
And I fully agree with you on that, Mike.
There's obviously been a lot of serious news in 2017, but let's take a step back for just a second. What was the funniest story coming from our region over the past year, Rick? You go first.
You know, I've been so busy writing this book, nothing seemed funny to me, but I must admit that I thought that the missing benches from Union Station were a funny story. It's tragic in one sense, but I mean a little bit funny.
Yeah, some old benches from the original Union Station that they wanted to incorporate just somehow disappeared. I think they found one of them.
They found one, I think, but the rest disappeared in the thin air. somebody knows what happened.
I just watched. They'll turn up at the Brimfield Flea Market next year.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Funniest story for you from this year, Mike.
Okay, well, I got to tell our listeners that, you know, we treat stories seriously because we have to, but that doesn't mean that when reporters get together, we don't sit and make fun of elected officials and newsmakers and stories. I think that one of the more ridiculous stories that came out of this year was the reaction to the mural at the Dr. Seuss Museum, especially when you had people who were saying, well, we're going to buy the mural and we're going to put it elsewhere. And it's like, well, do you understand it's painted on a wall? You're not going to take the wall apart. I just thought that the message behind it about political correctness and how you interpret artifacts from the 1930s into 2017 is a very valid one. But I think it got a little dumb.
We agree on that.
And finally, as we wrap things up, I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball for a second. What will be the most important story from our area coming up in 2018? Mike, I'll give you the first crack at this.
I've got three things. So I'll say them quick. First of all, I think it's the federal budget. I think how the federal budget affects states and then cities and towns is something that is going to have a huge impact. The tax plan, the stuff that's happening on the federal level, the gutting of the Affordable Care Act by the tax plan, that's going to have real impact. At the same time, on a more positive level, May of 2018, we got the metro trains coming up from Connecticut. So we're going to have another transportation link, an affordable transportation link between us going all the way down to New Haven. So I think those two things should be worth looking at.
And Rick?
I think the opening of the casino, which it looks like is going to be on point. And also, relative to the casino, I think one important story is going to be how effective MGM is going to be in establishing a casino in Connecticut. Because if they do that, they'll be able to automatically fight the Indian tribes who are trying to sort of jump in on this against them over here in Windsor. And if they're able to develop a casino in Bridgeport, then that means that the Indian casinos are going to be boxed in.
All right, Rick Hurst of the African American Point of View and Mike Dobbs of the Reminder Newspapers, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
And to you, our listeners of the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review, thank you for sticking with us throughout 2017, and we look forward to being with you on January 6th with a new edition. In the meantime, you can catch up on past editions of the shortlist anywhere you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.